Hi there. The word for today is how silently the wondrous gift is given. In Luke 2 verse 12, we find the words, "You will find the baby lying in a manger." One Christmas in London, author Phil Yancey went to hear Handel's Messiah. He says, and I quote, "I'd spent the morning viewing remnants of England's glory, the crown jewels, a gold mace, the mare's gilded carriage. Such images must have filled the minds of Isaiah's contemporaries who heard the promise, 'The glory of the Lord shall be revealed.'" The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 1 verse 15 that in the days of King Solomon, quote, "silver and gold were as common as stones." So no doubt, some of the Jews probably thought back to those glory days. But the Messiah who showed up wore the glory of humility. The God who could order armies and empires like chessboard pawns emerged as a baby who depended on a teenage couple for shelter, food, and love. In London, I caught glimpses of the way rulers stride through the world with bodyguards, trumpet fanfare, bright clothes, flashing jewelry. One head of state had recently visited the U.S. with 4,000 pounds of luggage, two outfits for every occasion, a personal hairdresser, and a host of other attendants. God's visit to Earth took place in an animal shelter, with no attendants and nowhere to lay the newborn king but a feed trough. A mule could have stepped on him. The sky grew luminous with angels, yet who saw that spectacle? Illiterate hirelings who watched the flocks of others? Nobodies who failed to leave their names. The story inspired an Episcopal priest visiting Bethlehem in 1865 to pen the familiar words, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, the dear Christ enters in. And that's the word for you today.